This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, folks. These are incredibly crazy times. In fact, I'm bouncing off the walls. I am so hyper. I appreciate the crew putting up with me. I'm like a racehorse going crazy inside the gate. But, I mean, these are just wild times. Paul Joseph Watson is about to take over here in 5 minutes, and he always does a great job. And then, as I told you, Owen Schroyer is going to be hosting 3 hours of the War Room today. And so much is breaking. We have so many documents about the globalists planning cyber attacks on infrastructure as another way to bring down society in the post-industrial world. How do you think they're going to do it? They're going to do it to say hackers and terrorists did it and then give themselves more power to respond to the crisis they created. Now, we have been funding ourselves with other great products. And thank God I started working with other companies over the last 2 years, wanting to diversify how we fund ourselves because of deplatforming and other issues. But now the supply chain's broken down so bad, it's really hard to get the high-quality ingredients that we put in our supplements. So because we don't cut back the quality of the supplements, a lot of them aren't available anymore, or we get limited supplies of them, as you've been seeing, up to half our products are either discontinued because we can't get them, or we go 5, 6, 7 months without having it. Hopefully DNA Force will be done and come in soon, but we're still waiting on that. Now, this is a story that really has gone on for 5 years. It's been 2 years in earnest, and then about 6 months ago, I threw a fit over it. And now we finally have it. So I'm going to tell you about this right now, and it's very, very exciting. When I say exciting, extremely so. I happen to know a petroleum engineer and some other engineers. And I learned 5 years ago that at the industrial level, they had the patent and everything on the delivery system and on naturally occurring bacteria that they breed that eats oil, garbage, I mean, anything. And that they were talking about deploying it for people's septic tanks and other things like RVs and, you know, boat, toilet systems, drains, everything. And so I tried to get them to do it for years. Finally, they did it. But then got the facility together to sell it to consumers. They sell it to oil companies and to pig farms to eat, you know, those big slurries they have of all the pig feces and urine, all the rest of it, and just eats through it. And then it wasn't big enough business for them to do it. Well, I finally twisted arms. It took them 2 years to do it, and they're great folks. This is the first time this is available to the public. We launched it yesterday with a soft launch. Not my product, but we're promoting it. And they're a huge sponsor for us. We had over 10,000 visits to the website that maybe you guys can run the B-roll in the background, bioseptic.pro.com. And the BioPros. And what I wanted to just hit here for you, in fact, I'm just going to play one of the one-minute ads here in the last minute. Is we had over 10,000 people visit the site yesterday, but we only had like 100 that bought it because they don't even know that it's affiliated with us. This is a real product. It's amazing. It's incredible. It was hard to get to market. We got it to you, the consumer, and it's available at InfoWarsStore.com in the future, but right now at BioSeptic Pros, and we'll put that up for you, the biopros.com. And again, I don't even have I've just done all this myself. I'm not bitching, but I mean, I don't even have the hard copy here to even launch this myself. I just have to extract it, do it all. I'm not bitching. It's just that's the insane asylum I live in around here. And it's okay. But they're telling me, hey, that's the wrong URL. Well, I don't have anything that tells me that. That's my life here. So, but I love it. It's okay. So Paul Watson is going to take over. I was trying to cut an ad for this live on air, but that didn't work. Doesn't matter. We're fighting hard. Great news is coming out. It's all very important. And so that's that. And Fauci's going to burn in hell. And so is Bill Gates and all the rest of them. And like I said, I'm going to shoot a report on the pipeline and all the rest of it and everything else. But this is really amazing. It's like 100 times better in studies they've done than the enzymes you put in your septic tank. And so it's really, really revolutionary, and we're very, very excited about it. And it's going to help fund the InfoWar. So This is true Americana, ladies and gentlemen, and it's badass, and it's non-GMO. And like I said, someday I'll be able to give you the URL. Someday. Probably not ever. All right, we'll be right back. Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high-quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate fish oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate fish oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate fish oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Studios in the United Kingdom. You are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
We're going to get into big breaking news over in France, where, to be honest, France could become the first European country to resemble a third world style failed state as a result of its complete failure to integrate mass hordes of mainly Islamist immigrants, and of course the quote anti-racism movement, which seeks to tear down everything that makes France France, its entire identity, in a bid to dissolve the country. That's not what I'm saying. That's what top military active service members are saying right now in France. We had an initial letter which was signed by 20 retired generals a couple of weeks ago, which we featured here on this broadcast. Now that was followed up by active duty members of the French military, people who have fought in the most hardcore destinations, locations in the world against Islamist militants, coming out and saying that France is being subsumed, its national identity is being crucified on the altar of globalism, on the altar of political correctness, on the altar of anti-racism. And basically the government responded by saying they're going to be investigated, they're going to be court-martialed, they're going to be named, shamed and humiliated. So we're going to get into that and the backlash from that and what it truly means in the next segment. But first we're going to start off with the gracious announcement. And again, I'm so grateful to the government for allowing us. Yes, wait for it. Wait for it. From Monday, the 17th of May, this coming Monday, the British government has said that they will allow us, they will permit us to hug our own family members. And this apparently is a great revelation to many people who, if you believe it, haven't hugged their own family members or friends for over a year. Even though the government literally never outlined that it was a rule or a law that you weren't allowed to hug your family member or your friend, even during the harshest coronavirus lockdown period, apparently now it was a law, even though it wasn't. And the government is giving us yet another juicy carrot because we've been so well behaved. We've obeyed their every pedantic mandate to the T. The opinion polls show that 80% plus of the British public support all the lockdowns. They say the lockdowns weren't harsh enough. Maybe we should have been put under literal house arrest with GPS electronic tagging bracelets attached to our legs. Literally, there was a poll which said that 20% of the public wanted that. But the government will allow us to hug our friends and family from Monday, because apparently nobody's even seen their friends and family for the best part of the year, aside from the few months that they graciously afforded us in summer. Absolutely incredible. What's more chilling is not the fact that the government and now the state broadcaster, the BBC, which I'm going to get onto in a minute, is openly describing how, when, in what scenario, in what way you can hug your own family member. That's not the most chilling aspect of it. The most chilling aspect of it is the fact that millions of Brits will have refrained from hugging their own family members inside their own houses because the government said it wasn't allowed, or because the media hinted it wasn't allowed, even though they never even made that rule in the first place. Absolutely incredible. Can you imagine parents whose kids are, whatever, away at university, maybe working in a different city, who they haven't seen for the best part of a year, actually making the decision to not hug their own children because the pedantic conservative government, conservative in name only government, said that it was not allowed, while wearing their face masks, which the coronavirus particle itself is 1,000 times smaller than the face mask, while obeying all these rules? You'd be surprised how many people have obeyed these rules. I'm going to get into a couple of clips here. The headline from the article on Summit.News is, "Government doctors warn Brits against hugging even after restrictions lifted." Oh yeah, all the restrictions are supposed to be lifted on June 21st, by the way, even though they've literally said in 2 dozen different scenarios, contexts, none of the restrictions will be lifted. It's been BS from the start. "The government and medical experts are urging Brits to be cautious when hugging other people, even after lockdown measures are eased next week. From May 17th, Brits will be permitted by the government, in all their gracious, infinite wisdom, to meet with a total of 6 people indoors. 6 people. However, despite being legally allowed to congregate inside for the first time in nearly 6 months, rules on close contact and hugging have remained largely undefined." They were never defined in the first place. Let's go to the first clip, which is a doctor, Dr. Hilary Jones, Dr. Shillery Jones, as he's also known, on one of Britain's most watched morning TV shows, Good Morning Britain, saying that people still need to be cautious about hugging one another, even though there are virtually now 0 COVID deaths on a day-to-day basis in the United Kingdom. Let's go to the first clip. Dr. Shillery Jones, here it is.
What's the increased risk of transmission?
Oh, I mean, biologically, it's quite substantial. If you're in hugging range, and you're touching somebody, and your face is right next to theirs, you're going to be breathing the breath that they're exhaling. The virus is transmitted through aerosol droplets, so the risk is much higher. Now, Professor Noakes has said, and she's part of SAGE, the group for emergencies, scientific advisory group, she's saying that actually she's worried that she's saying that hugs should be selective. They should be short. They should be selective.
Bravo.
Hug your children. Hug your grandchildren. Not promiscuous hugs we're not talking about here. Not hugging everybody.
No.
We're getting too close for too long.
Why did he look at you?
Every time you turn to me,
I was just including you in a conversation. There was absolutely no other reason.
I do like a cuddle and occasionally the sniff of a neck just to check someone's signature scent.
There you go. But it could be more dangerous than, you know, just keeping a distance and being sensible. But no, it's great. Hugs actually have a benefit. They have a benefit in health in terms of, forget the aerosol transmission of viruses for a moment, there's all sorts of things that happen. So you release oxytocin that we talked about earlier. These are the comforting
hormones. I'm happy talking
hormones.
About hugging, just not actual hugging.
Yeah. So the happy hormones are released. You feel more relaxed. You feel calm. Anxiety diminishes. Depression diminishes. So getting close and touching is something that a lot of people are touch deprived in our society. Mm-hmm. We live in these sort of isolated bubbles, and the showing of human affection through touch and through a hug is actually very beneficial in most circumstances. But right now, it might be a mistake because we've got these new variants. We've still got 2,000 infected cases that we know about every day, probably a lot more that we're not testing for. So it is still time to be cautious.
So you notice that we went from back in March 2020, 3 weeks to protect the NHS. They said we just need to lock down for 3 weeks, maybe a month, to protect the NHS, stop it being overwhelmed. Fast forward 14, 15 months later, and it's literally the government and the state broadcaster, which I'm going to get onto, defining how and when you can hug your own family members within your own private residence. That's how far we've come. And this is supposed to be in an environment when restrictions are being eased. They're literally telling you how you can hug your friends and family inside your own home. And they do the polls, and 80% of the public says, yes, that's completely reasonable. Why are we even talking about it when the vast majority of the population love being told by the state when and how they can hug their own family members? Then notice you get the example you saw there with a female presenter and many of the op-eds that have been written in newspapers over the past few days of people saying, oh, I always hated hugging people anyway, so this is good. This is government. This is good that the government tells us that we can't properly hug our own family members yet. Yeah, they're psychopaths, they're sociopaths who hate humanity, who hate themselves. That's why they hate hugging people. They don't want any close contact. They've loved this entire lockdown throughout the whole gamut of it, and they want it to continue indefinitely. We're going to get onto that in the next segment. Summit.news, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
Can you imagine if they'd have conducted a poll around 18 months ago asking the British public, do you think the government should have the right, should have the power to decide how many people are allowed to enter your home as guests or how you're allowed to behave around them in terms of physical embracing, in terms of hugging? I would hope that that would literally be 99% who would say, no, that's a complete abuse of power, that's totalitarianism. Oh, but the coronavirus happened. We had polls after that, as recently as last summer, which found that the average Brit thought coronavirus had killed 225 times more people than it actually did. And that's why there's now a complete flip, and 80% of people support these kind of ridiculous, absurd, totalitarian measures, because they've been so terrorized for the past 15 months with the idea that this virus is literally laying waste to the population. When, for example, I'm going to get offered the jab, the vaccine, within the next couple of weeks, they're offering it to over 35s the next couple of weeks. No, I'm not taking it. I've got a greater risk of being killed by the blood clot I have a chance of getting from the vaccine than coronavirus itself. So no, I'm not taking your vaccine ever. I don't care what kind of restrictions you impose on people who don't take it. Now, of course, we have basically the coronavirus tax, which is you have to pay for these PCR tests, which are notoriously unreliable, to leave the country to go on holiday, for example, in my case, to visit my parents in Spain. Upwards of £150 per test. So again, that is a tax on people who don't take the vaccine. It's not about encouraging people to take the vaccine. We had a clip last week of Trevor Noah expressing his amazement at how people were being discouraged from taking the vaccine, because in America, they're still telling people who take the vaccine to wear their masks, to maintain social distancing, that they will still be tested for coronavirus, that they will still have all the same restrictions imposed on them, even if they've taken the vaccine. It was never about encouraging more people to take the vaccine. It was about punishing and identifying and segregating the people who refuse to take the vaccine. And why that is a whole different debate. But it gets very interesting when you see, when you learn about some of these side effects that young women are having as a result of this vaccine in particular. Meanwhile, we literally have the government and the state broadcaster here in the UK telling us that we can't hug our own family members, or if we do, we have to be very cautious about it. Absolutely absurd to the nth degree. Dellingpole writes for Breitbart, BBC expert gives advice on how to hug safely. So it's not just the government, it's the state broadcaster. Remember, this was the same BBC that put out an article around a year ago, literally telling people that when they have sex with their partners, they should wear a face mask. They literally published an article on the BBC website saying that when you have sex with your girlfriend, you need to wear a face mask. Yeah, that actually happened. Well, now they've issued some expert advice on how to hug your granny without killing her, writes James Dellingpole. According to Catherine Noakes, a specialist in airborne infections at the University of Leeds, which is not noted as being one of the top universities, the secret is to hug in moderation, turn your face away slightly, and always bear in mind the risk you are taking because you are very close to their breath at that moment. Well, how about we bear in mind the risk that we're taking, even if, for example, myself, as somebody under the age of 40, gets the coronavirus and still has a 99.8% chance of surviving it. And then even within those figures, you have to account for obesity and several other comorbidities. Why don't we account for that? Why don't we account for the fact that the COVID-19 virus particle is 1,000 times smaller than that stupid face mask that you're wearing to signal your virtue? How about we account for that? How about we have a little risk assessment here? And on the subject of masks, again, we had Fauci yesterday coming out and saying that mask mandates could last indefinitely to fight the flu. We've had several other esteemed health experts, denizens of the new scientific dictatorship that we're all supposed to obey, saying that, no, the mask mandates may end temporarily over the summer, but they're just going to be brought back to fight the flu, because the flu apparently has completely disappeared. And it totally wasn't being counted as COVID in order to inflate the statistics and the numbers to terrorize the American people even more. No, that never happened. It just disappeared. The flu is gone. But it's only going to remain gone if you remain muzzled in that face nappy. I got in a lift or an elevator, as Americans would call it, the other day, here in the building, and it was a young woman who had just gone out to get her lunch. Evidently, she wasn't wearing a face mask, and she was waiting for the lift to come down with a man who presumably she didn't know, and he was wearing a face mask. He was the typical, you know, dysgenic soy boy, and he was about to get into a lift with this woman, but there's a rule that you're not supposed to get into a lift with other people because we're all toxic virus spreaders, despite the fact that literally in London there are zero COVID deaths whatsoever. But the dysgenic soy boy was quick to reassure the woman, don't worry, I'm wearing a face mask. So, of course, what I did was got in the lift before both of them without a face mask, forcing them to both get in the lift with me, and then make little snidey comments to one another about how I'd ruined their little tryst, their little safety exercise, because the dysgenic soy boy was wearing a face mask. So then when he got out of the lift on the 10th floor or whatever, and I remained in the lift with the young woman, she literally pulled up her blouse over her nose like I had BO or had let off a massive fart in the elevator. That is the level of absurdity that we have right now. She literally looked at me like I was the virus incarnate because I dared to get into an elevator without a face mask when there are zero deaths happening in London, even if you believe the grossly exaggerated myth that is the big coronavirus threat. So it's going to continue indefinitely. And during his appearance on Meet the Press, Dr. Fauci was asked when Americans could take the masks off, given that even the CDC is now advising vaccinated Americans that they can remove the face coverings when outside. But he basically said, no, we have a flu season coming back, and people are going to have to mask up once again because we can fight the deadly flu. But as Tom Papper points out at National File, Fauci contradicted one of his own claims elsewhere within the same interview. The very next question appeared to exemplify an inconsistency, as Chuck Todd proceeded to ask if Americans could finally let their guard down, as he claims they did in May of 2020. Todd's question would seem to indicate that 2020 saw the spread of COVID-19 because of the lack of adherence to COVID-19 precautions like social distancing, lockdowns, and mask wearing. Only seconds after Fauci suggested that the 2020 flu season was greatly diminished because of social distancing, lockdowns, and mask wearing. Yeah, so apparently it ended the flu, and yeah, it made the COVID spike exponentially worse. Makes no sense whatsoever.
Listeners have rightfully been complaining the last 6 months or so, saying, where are most of the best-selling products you have that we love? And my answer is the supply chain has broken down. I have to either reformulate or I have to lower the quality to get a lot of these. And so that's why we don't have a lot of products in. That's why InfoWars is in financial trouble, is because if we had the products, you would be buying it. We'd have the money. But so many of them have been sold out, just like you notice a lot of other items at the store aren't available because civilization is being artificially imploded. But finally, X2 is back in stock with the good halogen, deep earth crystal iodine, so essential in your body. It's really the missing link. It's 50% off. We got a big shipment of it at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when it gets ready to sell out, we'll have to go back to near full price. Take advantage of this now. Stock up. And don't forget to take your X2, because I have a tendency to forget how great it is and not take it myself. But when I do, stamina, libido, energy, weight loss, it's incredible. It's essential. It's X2 at InfoWarsStore.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
And we are back, and we are now going to go to this video, which is an explainer of why active duty military in France are now warning President Macron that France is potentially heading for a civil war. Could France be the first European example of where mass uncontrolled immigration, combined with the dual threat to the identity of the nation of this, quote, anti-racism movement which topples the statues, which tears apart the fabric of society, could that lead to France being the first European example of a third world style failed state? We're going to go to this video and then we're going to talk about the reaction to this letter after this clip. Here it is. Huge news out of France, where active duty military personnel are now warning the government
that civil war is on the horizon. The controversy began last month when a group of retired military generals wrote a letter to President Macron. They told Macron that the twin threats of the homeland-hating, statue-toppling anti-racism movement and France's fractured, unintegrated immigrant populations were coalescing, consolidating around an agenda to subvert the nation-state and allow Islamist factions to gain pockets of control, almost like they've been using Michel Houellebecq's 2015 novel Submission as an instruction manual. A recent poll found that the majority of French people thought the country was headed towards civil war. Now, active duty military service members are echoing the same warning, while chastising the government for treating the retired generals as extremists. In an open letter to President Emmanuel Macron, published by the French magazine Valeurs Actuelles on Sunday, the servicemen, whose names were not disclosed, noted that the nation's elders are fighters who deserve to be respected. For example, there are those elderly servicemen whose honour you have trampled in recent weeks. There are thousands of French servants who signed an open letter with common sense, soldiers who gave their best years defending our freedom. You treated them like rebels, although their only fault is that they love their country and mourn its apparent fall. The military members further warned that hatred for France and its history is becoming the norm. They also said that violence in our towns and villages is becoming commonplace. They warned the government, quote, "A civil war is brewing in France, and you know that perfectly well." They also literally said that the survival of the country was at stake. France's much-feared banlieues are high-rise suburbs surrounding major cities where law and order has all but broken down. Police, ambulance, and fire crews are attacked viciously if they try to enter the area. Whenever authorities have violent confrontations with criminals, migrant populations react by rioting for days or even weeks on end. Not even the omnipresent force that is coronavirus lockdown restrictions could be fully imposed on such areas. Meanwhile, although seemingly on the decline in other European countries, Islamist terror attacks continue to be a routine occurrence in France. Last year, teacher Samuel Paty was beheaded by a boat migrant who arrived in France as a refugee. And how did one French ambassador respond? By saying that France is now a Muslim country. Intellectuals like Eric Zemmour have called for France's no-go zones to be reconquered by force by the military. That's how dire the situation has become. Of course, according to the media, none of this exists, and no-go zones are just one giant conspiracy theory. In France, an average of 2 churches are vandalized or set on fire every single day. But Notre Dame was totally an accident. Algerians in Paris like to celebrate football victories by tearing down Charles de Gaulle statues and attacking people in the streets. So I'm sure they can be totally integrated. Violent attacks on Jews and Christians continue to rise. Yet who did the police routinely and savagely beat up for months on end? Yellow vest protesters. Who do French authorities prosecute for hate speech? The very people warning about all this. France is likely to be the first European example where mass uncontrolled immigration leads to a third world style failed state. Unless Marine Le Pen can stage a last minute intervention by defeating President Macron in next year's presidential election. Remember to subscribe to the channel. New videos every day. Maybe. Now, after this letter was released and was published by the French news outlet, over 220,000 of the French public signed on to it supporting the open letter. Now, let's get this clear. We had the first letter, the initial letter, which was signed by 20 retired military generals back in April last month. That caused some waves. This has caused even more because there's this active duty military in France. And they're part of the younger generation of soldiers. This is from a Zero Hedge article entitled "New Military Letter Warning of Civil War in France Gains Over 220,000 Signatures." This is part of the younger generation of soldiers who have served in Afghanistan, Mali, and the Central African Republic, or joined domestic anti-terrorism operations. And boy, is that a busy job in France. Because again, as I pointed out in the video, unlike other European countries where Islamic terror attacks kind of declined over the past couple of years, in France, it's a routine occurrence. The beheading of the teacher, the beheading of the women outside of Nice Cathedral.
the attacks on police that happen on a regular basis, it hasn't stopped in France because Islamists have gained pockets of control, and then they protect the violent criminals, they protect the terrorists, they don't integrate into society. They don't even follow, oh my God, they don't follow COVID-19 lockdown rules. Surely that will cause the government to go and sort it out, right? Because that's obviously the most important thing. No. But the people warning about this social dislocation, this literal civil war in France that's on the horizon, before in all these deadly countries where Islamist militants have gained a foothold. So this goes beyond, you know, retired right-wing military generals from 30, 40 years ago. These are literally people who are fighting in the Central African Republic, in Mali, in Afghanistan. They're in their 20s. They're fighting against Islamic militants, and they're seeing that in many cases they are being brought into France, being brought into the EU as part of the, quote, refugee wave. And then what did we see in France last October? The beheading of the teacher Samuel Paty, again for showing Charlie Hebdo offensive cartoons in a classroom. Who was responsible for that beheading? It was a Tunisian boat migrant who arrived on the Mediterranean island of Lampedusa back a month before the beheading took place. By the way, there are thousands of these migrants, these boat migrants arriving in Italy right now over the past couple of weeks. Many, many such cases in France where these refugees have gone on directly to commit atrocities, terror attacks in France. In fact, the majority of the Paris massacre terrorists came into the country disguising themselves amongst the refugee wave. The guy who was one of the chief masterminds behind the Paris terrorist attack, the Paris massacre that killed hundreds of people, Abdeslam, Salah Abdeslam, again, arrived on the refugee wave. Then he subverted himself into these banlieues, into Brussels, Belgium, particularly Molenbeek, where we were sent as a film crew back in 2015 and literally got chased out of the area by Islamists. He was hidden in that disjointed, dislocated community in Molenbeek, Brussels, Belgium, after slipping through the border from France, because there is no border, for 3 months minimum. And the police were fearful to go into that area because, as in France, with these banlieues, with these high-rise ghetto suburbs on the edge of major cities, whenever police go in, whenever ambulance crews go in, whenever fire crews go in, they get attacked. They literally get rocks pelted at them by the local population. So it's no surprise that it took them months and months to literally arrest one of the chief masterminds and perpetrators of the Paris massacre. Even though he was literally, you know, 100 miles away in Brussels, Belgium, from Paris, France. So when these military members, when these active duty military members warn about what they've seen in Mali, in the Central African Republic, and indeed domestically, this is why it's important. And in the next segment, I'm going to go on to explain how this has been completely dismissed by the French government, by potential presidents in the next French election, in the next segment. This is the Summit News Hour, summit.news. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you knew the Federal Reserve actually wanted a higher gold price? That they actually needed a higher gold price?
My name's Adam Baratta. My gold presentations have been seen by millions, and I'm releasing my most valuable information I've ever published, the leverage ratio of the Federal Reserve. I believe the Fed now wants and needs a higher gold price. It's all about the leverage sitting on their balance sheet. My new report on the Fed's balance sheet aims to prove why gold prices will hit $5,000 by the year 2025. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you my special leverage ratio report for free right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. I believe gold's headed much higher. The Federal Reserve wants it that way. Call 800-900-8000 to see why. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000. Call now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Listening to Summit.News with Paul Joseph Watson.
How you like me now? How you like me now?
So we had the initial letter from 20 retired military generals in France last month warning President Macron of a civil war in that country. And now this has been escalated to the point where active duty military service members are basically echoing the same sentiment. But they're active duty, they're young, they call them the fire generation. They've served recently in actual Islamist hellholes in Africa, in the Middle East. But how did the French government react to this letter? First of all, what did the letter say? Signed again by active duty military personnel who remained anonymous, precisely because the French government vowed to prosecute the previous retired military generals who wrote the first letter. They said, quote, "A civil war is brewing in France and you know it perfectly well." This is directly addressed to the president of the country. The military members warned, adding that the French government must take swift action to ensure, quote, "the survival of our country." So how did the French government react? They tried to dismiss this as some fringe extremist belief by right-wing zealots, despite the fact that they already had a poll based off of the first letter written by the retired generals, which showed that 58% of the French public agrees that the country is headed towards civil war. So it's very easy to write this off as some disgruntled individuals within the military, these right-wingers they claim, who they say have taken the military hostage, politicizing the military as they shouldn't do. But when they took it to the French population, the majority of the French population thinks the country is headed for civil war. 58%. That is massive. That is a massive number. But how did the French government react to the second letter? Well, we have the headline here on Summit.News. French Interior Minister mocks letter that warns Macron of civil war. This is French Interior Minister Gerald Darmanin, who mocked the letter signed by active duty military personnel that warned Macron of civil war consuming the country. Why did he mock it? Because he said basically, oh, it's been signed by 229,000 people. It means nothing. No. He doesn't understand how an open letter works. The initial letter was released, signed anonymously by active duty military service members via Actuel Versailles, which is the French publication that released the initial letter as well. So the initial letter was released by these active duty military personnel. It was then supported within 24 hours by almost 250,000 French people. But then they tried to use that and say, well, if 250,000 people have signed onto this letter, they can't all be active duty military members, right? No, that's not how an open letter works. It's signed, it's legitimized, it's authenticated by the original authors, which then leave it open for whoever they like to enlist their advocacy, their support for the open letter. That's the concept of an open letter, and this idiotic French Interior Minister, Darmanin, apparently doesn't understand that basic, simple concept. And as I write in the article, Ghislaine Maxwell could sign the letter. She's French, right? But it still wouldn't change the fact that it represents a serious warning to Macron's administration that should be treated soberly, not childishly mocked. Again, I point to the poll. The majority of French people agree with these individuals within the military who have signed this letter warning of civil war because of the anti-racism movement, tearing down, toppling statues, hating France, hating everything it stands for, and them aligning with these Islamists who have created these pockets of unruly control within the banlieues, within the ghettos, within the outer areas of the cities, where law enforcement fears to tread. And they've created their own parallel legal system. That's a big problem, because if you get enough of those areas, they end up taking over the entire city. This mimics Michel Houellebecq's 2015 book, Submission, which was published on the day of the Charlie Hebdo attacks, which predicted this very scenario, that Islamists would gain enough pockets of control because of their being empowered by the anti-racism leftists, the far left, and being empowered by the government with its complete inaction, that they would not only take over certain areas, that they would then become enough of a nuisance that there would need to be an Islamist political party to literally enter into government as a coalition with the far left and say, oh, because this is such a big problem, we can keep the violent Islamists in control, under control, just give us power within the government. That scenario laid out in his work of fiction 6 years ago is actually now unfolding in France. The military members are warning about it, and the government's reaction is just to scoff, dismiss, and laugh at them. Well, France has a presidential election next year, and we'll see. Given those polls that show the majority of French people support the sentiment expressed in this letter, we'll see how well that translates, mocking and laughing at the people warning about this. Meanwhile, the socialist presidential candidate in France was more direct with his response to the letter. Headline, socialist presidential candidate vows to purge French military after letter warning of civil war. This is Jean-Luc Mélenchon, who, by the way, came fourth in the 2017 French presidential election. And he reacted to the letter by saying he would purge the military of these dissidents if he is elected president in next year's election. He labeled the issue an exceptionally serious situation and asserted that the military should not allow factions to politicize it. He said, quote, if I am elected president of the Republic, these crimes will not go unpunished. I intend to purge the army of the faction. So he's literally saying he will identify, root out the dissenters and kick them out of the military
and then, you know, set an example for everyone else. So the government is mocking it. Mélenchon, the far left candidate who has a chance of winning in 2022, is saying he will tackle it head on by purging the military. Then we have this comment, which is even more interesting, from Michel Barnier. Now, he is what they term a centrist or a moderate in terms of European politics. You could even call him a globalist. He negotiated the Brexit deal on behalf of the EU with the United Kingdom. And now Michel Barnier, the ultimate centrist, moderate, neoliberal politician, is calling for a 3 to 5 year suspension of immigration into the EU. That's a complete moratorium on all immigration entering the EU for 3 to 5 years. And this is a moderate saying this. This is a huge story. Michel Barnier has called for a 3 to 5 year suspension of immigration into EU countries, warning that the bloc's external borders have become a sieve for criminals and terrorists. He said, quote, "I think we have to take the time for 3 or 5 years to suspend immigration." Now, when you've got countries that literally allow in per year hundreds of thousands of immigrants every single year, not just from other EU countries, but from the rest of the world, for a centrist, moderate politician to come forward and say, that's it, it's done, we need to pause it for at least 3 to 5 years, that is a huge story. However, while making this point, Barnier asserted that the controls wouldn't apply to refugees, because we can't discriminate against the precious refugees. Again, despite the fact, as I talked about earlier, there are numerous cases in France of, quote, refugees carrying out direct terror attacks against the French population, including the beheading of the school teacher back in October last year, and including the Paris massacre itself. So if it doesn't include, as was Trump's policy, quote, refugees from countries which have been associated with terrorism on numerous occasions, including Syria, Afghanistan, and the like, then it's not a moratorium on immigration at all. In fact, Barnier made the point that it's about stopping criminal human traffickers and it's about stopping terrorists. It's not going to stop terrorists if you allow for refugees, because terrorists, time and time again, have proven to exploit the refugee wave to insert themselves into Europe and carry out mass casualty terror attacks. It's happened at least a dozen times in major European countries over the past 5 years. Meanwhile, the New York Times reports in this final story a misleading CDC number. They admit that the Centers for Disease Control said that less than 10% of COVID-19 transmissions were occurring outdoors. Now even the New York Times is admitting that not only is the number below 1%, that it's below 0.1%, according to top epidemiologists. Yet Americans in numerous major cities, not in Texas, not in South Dakota, not in Florida, where they've had a drastic drop in coronavirus cases and deaths, Americans are still wearing masks outdoors in the open air to virtue signal about what good people they are, despite the fact that less than 0.1% of COVID transmissions occurred outdoors. Absolutely absurd, ridiculous, and incredible. That's going to wrap it up for Summit News Hour. Coming up next is War Room Summit. Got news.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.